Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Kuf Yud Daled, Baba Metzia 114a, pagination is 227. We have a discussion regarding Erchin, which is a specific type of vow that a person makes based on valuation of the age and gender of the person to the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says, at the end of Chumash Vayikra, Parshas Bechukosai, we're in Perek Chaf Zayin Pasuk Ches, V'imachu, and if the person does not have enough money, he's poor, he's not able to pay up the amount necessary for the Erech, the Pasuk says, Al Pi Asher Tasig, to the ability that he has, meaning there's an evaluation that's done that decides how much of his assets will actually have to be paid to discharge his obligation. Rashi tells us the topic that we've been dealing with here a bit, Ma sheyesh lo yisadrenu, based on what he has, they organize it, v'yasher lo kedei chayav, and they leave him basic things that he needs in order to survive, but if he made this vow, he has to observe it. There is perhaps the loophole of Hataras Nedarim if he had a Pesach, an opening as to why he made a mistake in his vow, but sometimes a person is really diehard and he wants to make this vow and no matter what. So then he has an obligation on him that he has to do. Our Gemara is exploring not primarily Erchin, but rather Baalei Chov, people who have debts. Person borrows $10,000, he has to pay back. It was not intended as charity. He has to pay back, and eventually it catches up with him, and he has to pay back. So we have a halacha that we're learning out from this topic of Misadrin Lebal Chov, that we organize his assets in a way that indeed some things he keeps, even though he owes a lot of money, but other things are indeed liquidated in order to pay up his debt. If you take a look at the facing page here, five lines up from the wide, Kederech Shemisadrin Be'erchin, just like we have a rule that we organize by Erchin, we organize his assets and decide what we take, what we don't, in order to pay up. Kach Mesadrin Bevalchov, similarly, by a debt, we have the same concept. This was debated, and that's the ruling that we have, that Balchov also does Sidur, gets Sidur. Let's take a look, Kuf Yudalit Amar Aleph, today's blat, counting up from the bottom of the page, five lines, a bit of a sophisticated story related to the ruling. Ashkeche Rabba Bar Avua Le'eliyahu. Rabba Bar Avua, who was a scholar in Babylonia, found Eliyahu, and Eliyahu was in a cemetery, Shal Ovde Kochavim, of non-Jews, a non-Jewish cemetery. So we know from the book of Malachim that Eliyahu did not die. Instead, he ascended to heaven, and Adayin Chai, he's still alive. It's possible to encounter Eliyahu. We have a tradition that he shows up by every bris milah, every circumcision. We have a kisei shel Eliyahu. We welcome him. And Eliyahu looks out different circumstances for people to help them out. So Rabba Bar Avua found Eliyahu in a non-Jewish cemetery. Omar Lei, he said to Eliyahu, Mayusha Yisadru Bevalchov, what's the halacha regarding organizing for a debt? Do we indeed analyze the assets, leave him his trade implements so that he can continue in his business, leave him a blanket, leave him a bed? Do we do this type of calculation by a debt collection? Amale, Eliyahu said, Gomar, Micha me'erchen, this mach, the person who's downtrodden, from erchen, we learn out the two psukim, v'chi yamuch achicha, when your brother will be downtrodden in the case of loans, v'imachu me'erkecha, in the case of erchen, downtrodden. So this word mach is a comparison. Gabay erchen ksiv imachu me'erkecha, gabay bechov ksiv ki yamuch achicha. And therefore, there's a comparison, and we know that just like by Erchen, there's this rule, Al Pi Asher Tasig, so too by Baal Chov, by debts. On to the second side of the page, on the second line, Amale, after he got his answer, he said, Lav Kohen Humar. Isn't the master a Kohen? Rashi tells us that there's a tradition that Eliyahu and Pinchas are the same person. If we take this literally, so Eliyahu would have been hundreds of years old when he was called out of retirement. That Pinchas never died, but he reappears on the Jewish scene under a different name. And this other name of his, Eliyahu, is his second mission, so to speak, in the Jewish world. They have an expression, a person who retires. So he tires and he retires. He gets tired again, so to speak. So he was pressed back into service. So they asked him, Lav Kohen Umar, isn't Rabbi Bar Avua asked him, isn't the master a Kohen? My time a Kohen, Mar Bevesa Kvoros. How could you be in a cemetery? Amale. So Elio answered him, Lo Masni Mar Tyrus. Doesn't the master know Tyrus? And Tosfos explains that this is referring to the Tosefta in Tyrus, that not everyone was an expert in the Tosefta. The Mishnayos they would know, but they didn't all know the Tosefta. And he's asking him, that body of work of Tosefta, of Tyrus, is the answer to my behavior, Tanya, as we learned. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochi, Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Kivreim shalov tekhavim ein mitamin. The graves of non-Jews do not have Tumas Ohel, meaning you can walk over the grave and not become Tamei. By a Jewish grave, the airspace becomes Tamei. By a non-Jewish grave, the airspace does not become Tamei. And therefore, he was allowed to walk over there. But there was a provocative question here. Eliyahu said, don't you know that? Amale, Rabbi Bar Avua answered him, Be'arba lo matzina. I find myself challenged regarding the four orders of Mishnah, Moed, Nashim, Nizikim, the ones that apply, and Kodshim, because learning about the Karbanos is as if you brought them. But he said, but I'm weak on Zra'im, the laws of agriculture in Eretz Yisrael. I don't live in Eretz Yisrael. And Tyrus, the laws of impurity. So I asked you a question. What are you doing in the Beis HaKvaros? No, I'm not proficient. And again, Tosfos points out, this is not about Mishnayos. This is about Tosefta, that he doesn't know the Toseftas thoroughly. Amale, so Eliyahu asked him, Ve'amai, and why indeed are you not an expert in all six? Amale dechikali milsa. He said, I'm stressed for parnasa, for livelihood. Not easy for me. And I don't have as much time to learn. Davre, so Eliyahu led him, Va'aili ligan Eden, and he brought him in to Gan Eden. Literally, figuratively, let's learn what it says. Amale, and Eliyahu told Rabbi Baravua, Pishot Gilimeich, take off your cloak, spread it out, Safi Shko Mehani Tarfi, and take from these leaves. Safa Shoka, so he did as he was directed to do, and he took some of the, he took the leaves. Kiav Nafik, as he was leaving the area of Gan Eden, Shama, he heard, Dika Omar, that a voice was saying, that people are saying, or angels are saying, Man Ka'ochel, the voices are, who's eating La'olmei to their world, Karaba Baravua, like Rabba Baravua. He's eating up his world, meaning the world to come, the reward that's coming to him. He's benefiting from it by taking from Gan Eden. He's getting paid up early, and that's a very inferior way to get paid up. If you get paid up now, it's earthly. If you get paid up later, it's spiritual, eternal. Nafat shadinu. So he shook the cloak and he got rid of the leaves. He didn't want to take it now. Afilu haki, nevertheless, asye ligalime, he brought the cloak, sochat glimarecha, and the cloak had already absorbed, received the smell of those wonderful leaves. Zavne betreser alfe dinri, he was able to sell the cloak for 12,000 dinarim, palginu lechasan vose, and he was able to divide it with his sons-in-law, and he benefited even from the residual effect of those leaves. The Ben Yoyada wonders why Rabbi Baravua did not ask right away about Eliyahu's being in the cemetery. And he answers that it's understood that Eliyahu is able to split himself and be many places at once. He's able to be in a bris milah in different places all at the same time because he can split himself. And to split himself, so that part of him that goes to help someone, that's not restricted in a cemetery, because that's not the full him. But to teach Torah, we have a tradition that that's the full Eliyahu. And he cites an example that Eliyahu was not able to be in one place to teach Torah because he was somewhere else helping someone. Because to teach Torah, he has to be entirely there. So after he answered the Shaila of Rabbi Baravua, he already had a question. If you're teaching Torah, that means this is the real you. This is not just that you're coming to help me out. And if it's the real you, then I have a question. What indeed are you doing in a cemetery? And from there unfolded the dialogue that the airspace does not become tame in such a cemetery. Yashikoach, Kultuv.